सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। May Brahman protect us. May he guide us. May he give us strength and right understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Peace, peace, peace be unto us. In our last class, we talked about subtle body. I shall give you a little introduction so that you can connect the class tonight. According to Vedanta, consciousness, pure consciousness, is the substratum. It is the eternal subject. That consciousness is beyond human comprehension. We try to understand through the mind, but it is beyond the mind. But through analysis, we find that substratum has three elements. Essential elements, not attributes. The first is existence. Nobody denies one's existence. I exist. Second, consciousness or knowledge. I am conscious. Third, bliss, ananda. I want bliss. These three things are inherent in all human beings. So state consciousness has been manifested through name and form. This whole creation is nothing but sound. We read in the Bible, in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God. That Word, sound, watch. The moment I say watch, this watch form comes to my mind. Glasses, immediately glasses, light, home. Whatever you see, sound immediately takes form. So this whole creation is nothing but name and form, sound and form. Where do they come from? From that cosmic consciousness. That is the subject and this is the object. How can the subject, pure consciousness, can be the object? That is the question. Vedanta says, you have seen the spider. Spider makes a cobweb in the corner of your room. From what? From out of its own body. That conscious principle creates. Matter does not have any power to create. Do you know why? Because it has no desire. Without desire, there cannot be any creation. And the desire comes from ignorance. Without ignorance, there is no desire, no desire, no action, no creation. It is good to analyze this human life in this way. How thousands of years ago these sages of Vedanta explored. Who are you? Do you know where is the mystery? The mystery is when the subject and the object become one. That is the realm of samadhi. That is the realm of spiritual experience. That is the realm of peace, non-duality, bliss, happiness. As long as you are in the dualistic plane in this world, remember, you have problem. Sometimes you are happy, sometimes you are unhappy. Sometimes your will is fulfilled, sometimes your wishes are not fulfilled. When they are not fulfilled, you are miserable. It is a very interesting subject, I tell you frankly. Name of this book is Vedanta Sara, Quintessence of Vedanta. This teacher is trying to explain that how this Maya, the magical power of Brahman, God, creates. When you see water in the mirage, is water real? No. If you go there, you will see there is nothing. But you see water in the mirage. When the sun shines, glitters on the sand, you see that is real. Water is real. Similarly, this world which you see through your eyes is just like mirage. My husband is so real. My wife is so real. My children are so real. My home, my car, they are so real. The moment you sleep, in deep sleep, they disappear. The moment you come back to sleep, again the world appears. It is in the mind. This moment you see your wife is beautiful, the moment you know that she is unfaithful, you become so angry with your wife, you give up. Just see, everything is in the mind. This very moment you loved your wife, the next moment you hate your wife. Why? Where is this mystery? It is in the mind. A relationship, it is in the mind. Good and bad, it is in the mind. Bondage and liberation, that is in the mind. Happiness and misery, everything is in the mind. It is extremely important to study Vedanta in this way. This Maya, this ignorance, has two powers: veiling power, projecting power. Veiling power is not bad. We experience veiling power in deep sleep. When your knowledge mind is completely covered with ignorance, you have no knowledge about anything. You are happy at that time. You have so much rest in deep sleep. Now, projecting power begins from the dream state and the waking state. We are constantly projecting. Mind waves are constantly moving, like a EKG graph, constantly moving. Millions of projections every day pass over the mind. It is an amazing phenomenon. You are constantly thinking. Each thought means each projection. You are good. My projection, from inside I put my good projection on you. You are bad. The same projection from the mind is coming toward you. The person who is good, he always projects good projection. Sometimes we see in our day-to-day life, some people are so negative all the time. Anything you say, immediately you will get a negative answer. And some people are so positive. That is the way this world has been set up. Negative, positive. Our teacher always used to remind us, instead of seeing half empty, see the half full of the glass. Don't say the glass is half empty. Say it is half full. Always see the positive side. Now the projection. Do you know this projection comes when there is ignorance. In broad daylight, we do not project anything wrong. Swami Vivekananda gave a beautiful illustration. There is a stump of a tree. Due to darkness, a man is thinking a woman is waiting for me. A woman is thinking that a man is waiting for me. A police is thinking that he is a thief. The thief is thinking he is a policeman. A child is thinking that he is a ghost. All these five projections came from five human beings, and all five projections are wrong. But in broad daylight, we do not make mistake. We see the stump of a tree as a tree. So when we are projecting in our day-to-day life, remember, 80% of human problems come from misunderstanding, lack of communication. Some people do not know how to open the mind, open the heart, be humble, be simple, be frank. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, a person becomes simple by practicing austerity birth after birth. Janma janmantare tapasya thakle manush sarol hoy. Blessed are the pure, blessed are the simple. They really love, enjoy this life. The more you are crooked, shrewd, the more you have problem. That means that person's mind is very crooked, shrewd. I sometimes give an illustration. In San Francisco, there is a place called the Crooked Street. It is one of the places of interest in San Francisco. So like this. Projection. So, how this Atman, the pure consciousness within all of us, has been covered with five sheets that we are discussing in our last couple of classes. How your divinity is covered by five sheets, coverings. The first covering is called blissful sheath, Anandamaya Kosha. When do you experience that blissful sheath? In deep sleep. Remember, in deep sleep there is no projection. Only one simple covering. One teacher gave a beautiful analogy. Melted butter and solid butter. When the butter is melted, you see transparent, you see in the bottom of the container. But when the butter becomes solid, you know, when it becomes cold, you do not see the bottom of the container. You see a thick layer of butter, white butter. But when it is melted, it is transparent, you see at the bottom. Same thing happens in dreamless sleep. You actually can see your inside, your inmost self, your God within you. The moment you come back from the waking state, from the dream state, projection begins. Mind starts to agitate. Pratibhashik Shatta, dream state. We are all dreaming. Day and night we are dreaming. Not only in sleep you dream. In the waking state we are all daydreamer. Some people sitting and brooding, thinking. They just dream. Do you know what does the dream do? Na tatra ratha, ra ratha yoga, na panthana. In dream, there is no chariot, no path, nothing of the sort. The mind makes car, mind makes friend, mind makes food, mind makes enjoyment. Everything is. You are lying down in St. Louis, you go to New York, to your relative or friend. You go to a restaurant and eat and talk and all these things and come back. When the dream breaks, you see you are lying down on your bed in St. Louis. See the power of the mind. This mind created all these people, place, vehicle, everything. In the waking state nowadays, do you know what do you do? You are dreaming. You are thinking, oh, how can I make my family very beautiful? How can I make my spiritual life beautiful? All these things are dreams. If you want to dream, dream a higher dream that I am free. That is also a dream. So, first covering is blissful sheath. The second covering is called intellectual sheath. Solid ghee, solid butter. That is a mysterious realm. This buddhi, intellect. Intellect, as you remember, I explained to you that Antakarana, inner organ, has four chambers. Intellect, mind, memory, and ego. Same organ has four functions, which is inside. We call it inner organ. Mind, the purpose of the mind is to think pros and cons. It's like a camera, thinking pros and cons all the time. On the mind, there is desire, resolution, faith, lack of faith, fear, shame. All these things are waves. How do you know you have a mind? You can see those waves. I determine that I have a mind. Lust, anger, jealousy, you detect through your mind. Next, buddhi, intellect. Mind cannot make decision. Decision comes through intellect, conviction. Yes, I know he is good. How do you know? Through experience. I lived with that person, I know. I watched him day and night, I know that person is genuine. I can trust him, or I can trust her. That conviction comes in the intellect through experience. Third, memory. Memory, we call it chitta. Whatever you do, whatever you think, they leave deep impressions in your mind, and that goes to the storehouse, just like warehouse. Millions of lives' memories are there. I sometimes call it is just like a computer. Hard disk, everything is there. The moment you press the key, immediately you will find on the screen. Memory. If I ask, do you remember in kindergarten school who was your first teacher, who taught you? Immediately the mind will go 50, 60 years before, in no time. And immediately I can visualize my first teacher who, you know, taught me how to write and how to read. Immediately I can tell you. 55 years ago, I can go in the twinkling of an eye, I can reach that place. How? Through memory. Next is called eye consciousness, ego. Everything I do. Do you know what is this world exactly? This world is nothing but I and my. If there is no I and my, there is no world. This whole world will vanish if there is no I and mine. I am beautiful, I am learned, I am Swami, I am this, I am that. My family, my wife, my children, my car, my money, my home, my business. Whole world is nothing but I and mine. That is the manifestation of ignorance. If there is no I and mine, you will merge into God in this very moment. All problem begins with ego. And the ego is the wall between the infinite and the finite. All these people suffer because of the ego. You hurt me, I shall take revenge. You humiliated me. You ill-treated me. You did not pay respect to me. All these things come from ego. How dare you talk to me like this way? The sensitive ego, the people, those who have very sensitive ego, they suffer all the time. They are always in deep pain. Swami Vivekananda once told a famous actress, Madame Calvey, the famous opera singer in the 19th century. Swamiji said, Madame, why are you so cautious about your individuality? You are not an individual. You are the Atman. Oh, no, Swami, I am a famous actress, you know, French opera singer. Her Carmen, I heard her Carmen, her tape I heard. Famous, very famous. I must preserve my individuality. Swamiji laughed and said, individuality. Listen, madam. Once a drop of water, rainwater, fell into the ocean and it became a bubble. And the bubble was floating on the ocean, and the ocean said to the bubble, "Hey, be one with me." The bubble said, "Of course not. I must preserve my individuality." The ocean said, "Millions of bubbles have been one with me, and now you are separating yourself. You are protecting yourself from me. Why? What for? Be one with me." "No, I must preserve my individuality." That is the problem, all of us. Individuality, ego. And that is the cause of all of our misery and suffering in this world. We do not know how to surrender to God. Do you know real ego? What is real ego? Real ego is God, Brahman. I told you that that is the eternal subject. And we are all reflected egos, not a real ego. That you remember in one of my last classes, I said, what is reflected ego? This buddhi, or antakarana, inner organ, takes the reflection of the Atman, Brahman. And with that reflected light, we function in this world. Exactly. Example, a child takes a mirror and takes the reflection of the sun and plays with that reflected light. He can put that light on your face or can put the light through your window. As the children play with the reflected light with the mirror, same way we are playing 24 hours a day. Our minds are like a mirror. Your mind, my mind, I am playing with my mirror, you are playing with your mirror. Like kids, children. Try to understand Vedanta this way, how it is analyzing now. That is called intellectual sheath. Mental sheath, the mind covers the Atman. Then comes pranamaya kosha, vital sheath, energy. It covers the Atman. At last comes physical sheath, grows physical body, covers the Atman. My teacher gave a beautiful illustration. Here is a 1,000-watt electric bulb, luminous. First you put a saran wrap, a covering. Light will not be disturbed at all. Light will come straight through the thin, transparent saran wrap. Then put a nice, thin nylon cloth. Then another, a little thicker cloth. Then another thicker cloth. Then perhaps sack cloth. In this way, this Atman, this electric bulb, is covered. So when the light comes outside, you do not see much, but it is a little there. Try to understand how your Atman, your God, the kingdom of heaven, is covered by five sheaths. Ignorance, blissful sheath, intellectual sheath, mental sheath, vital sheath, energy, and physical sheath, this gross body. Now, the teacher of Vedanta always will tell you two things. First, he will tell you how you are superimposed by ignorance. Now, he will tell you how to de-superimpose. Superimposition, de-superimposition. How you can unveil, how you can take out all these coverings and can make yourself free. Ego. Last time I defined to you jiva. Jiva means this individual soul. Ego consciousness. When the Atman reflects on the inner organ, mind or buddhi, whatever you say, and then it becomes an individual being. That individual being is the doer. That individual being is the enjoyer. I am the doer. I did it. I enjoy life. Who is the doer? Who is the enjoyer? That individual being. That individual being is called jiva. That individual being is the subtle body which reincarnates. This gross body, after death, it will be I sometimes say, whatever beautiful body you might have, only if it is only 7 or 8 pounds of ashes, nothing but ashes. Whatever body you have, ashes, clay, came from food, it will go back to the earth. This beautiful Guru's body. Guru's body disintegrates. It goes back to the five elements. Space goes to the space, air goes to the air, fire goes to the fire, water goes to the water, and earth goes to the earth. All these human bodies have five elements. They will go back to their respective areas. Subtle body is the mystery. That individual, that subtle body, it reincarnates. It is the seed of this body. It comes from the father, enters to the mother, takes this form. Sometimes we know, if you think, I remember one of my friends died. The first time I saw electric crematorium. In our country, generally they burn the bodies with firewood, you know. But when in Calcutta, he was a monk, died from cirrhosis of liver. I went to the crematorium. Just within half an hour, that 140 pounds body or 50 pounds body, just they gave us this quantity of ashes, and we immersed that ashes into the river, Ganges. I was watching, where is that body? Where has it gone? He was my close friend. We are initiated together. We joined together. We are so much proud of this body. It is nothing. Whole mystery is in that subtle body. You see, your inner beauty is very, very vital. When you will be spiritual, your body, you will not grow 2 more hands and 10 more heads. A body, you will remain the same. Your inner being will be transformed, will change. Your family members will be overwhelmed seeing the transformation. My goodness, this person was so bad, now he is so good. Why? What for? How? How is it possible? Transformation comes into our inner being. And do you know what happens then? Then it manifests through our action, through our behavior. Seeing me, you cannot say that whether this person is holy or unholy. Seeing my action, seeing my behavior, you know this person is a really good person. He does not harbor any ill feeling for others. He loves others. He serves others. He is unselfish. He is dedicated. I have seen so many rich people in my life. Who cares? The last time I met him, he has so many tea gardens in Darjeeling and Assam. Very rich man. He exports tea in England, in America, all over the world. He came here and just stayed 3 days in the other house, asking me, may I be able to help you? He wants to give me some money. I said, I don't need your money. You help poor people in India. No, I want to serve you. I did not want money. When he was in Switzerland, sent $10,000 to the society. Martha says that Swami, he dropped, came to the bank, $10,000. I said, Martha, send that back to India. We do not want that Indian people's money. That man is now, it is amazing, such a rich man, he is now giving subsidy for my books in Calcutta so that my books can be sold in Indian market at a cheaper rate. Because American books, they cannot buy, it is very high price in Calcutta. $1 equivalent to 34 rupees. Very expensive. This rich man, he is giving money to our ashrama so that they can print our books, St. Louis books, and can sell widely in India. See that person's dedication. Very rich man. He He's using his money in proper way, helping people. Anyhow, I should read something. My goodness, I gave him only pep talk. Manastu, manastu ganindri sitam san manomaya kosha bhavati. The mind with the organ of perception constitutes the mental sheet. I already told you which is mental sheet. Before I explain these things, I will have to explain that knowledge. Knowledge is of various kinds. First called external knowledge. I know this chair, I know this cushion, I know the sweater, I know this watch. This is called external knowledge. This in and internal knowledge, when a person has any lust or anger or jealousy or hatred, he has the internal knowledge. Shh, anger has come to my mind. Shh, I'm lustful. This thought immediately he monitors. That is called internal knowledge. The third kind of knowledge is called amigyan, eye knowledge, eye consciousness. I am eating, I am speaking, I am sleeping, I am going, I am driving. There is another kind of knowledge that is called atmogyan, self-knowledge. It transcends all these three kinds of knowledge. When that self-knowledge dawns in you, how do you experience? Aham, Nitya, Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta, Saitya, Sabhava, Anandamayo, Atma. Aham, I, Nitya, Eternal, Shuddha. I am ever pure, ever illumined, ever all-loving, or ever awakened, blissful self. This knowledge comes. But this knowledge, you remember, before you have any knowledge, you need three things. You need Atman, pure consciousness. You need a mind. You need the senses, and you need an object. Do you know how does it go? This chair, my eyes fall onto the chair. Immediately the chair form comes to the eyes. My eyes are the seer. The chair is the seeing. Again, my eyes become the seeing. The mind is the seer. Again, the mind becomes the seeing. The Atman is the seer. Who is the seer? Who is the enjoyer? Who is the doer in your system? You think you, wrong. It is your consciousness. Through that consciousness you do, through the consciousness you think, you hear, you see, you taste, you touch, you smell. Everything you do is through consciousness. That is true. Your consciousness is there, its chair is there, my mind is not there, my mind is thinking my family. I shall not get the knowledge of the chair. My mind is there, consciousness is there, the object is not there, I shall not get the knowledge of the object. All three things must coincide. Otherwise, there will be no knowledge. How do you get knowledge in this world? This is the way. Mental sheet, I already explained to you that manasastu ganendriya shaitam, ganendriya, five organs of action. Sorry, organs of knowledge. What are the five organs of knowledge? Chakshu, karna, nasika, jivha, thak. Chakshu. We get the knowledge through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, through the taste, and through the touch. These are the five ways we get knowledge. So these five organs of knowledge and the mind constitute mental sheet which covers the Atman. Third. Fourth, karmendriyani bakpani padapayu upasthakhyani etani punahakashadinam rajangshibhu vastibhu prithakpito krumena utpajdanti. The organs of action are the organs of speech, the hands, the feet, and the organs of evacuation and generation. These are produced separately in consecutive order from the active particles of ether, etc. The five vital forces are the prana, apana, vayana, udana, samana. Prana is that vital force which goes upward and has a seat at the tip of the nose. Apana is the vital force which goes downward and has its seat in the organs of excretion. Bhana is that vital force which moves in all directions and pervades the entire body. Udana is the ascending vital force which helps the passing out from the body and has its seat in the throat. Samana is the vital force which assimilates food and drink and has its seats in the middle of the body. Assimilation means digestion of the food and its conversion into chyle, blood and other materials of the body. Another thing you will have to understand is this concept, prana, energy, how it works in the human system. You breathe. Everybody breathes. Day and night you are breathing. We are breathing sitting in the womb of the mother. This heart pumps. This is the only machine never stops in the human system. While you are in the womb of the mother, till you die, heart is all the time pumping, pumping, pumping. That heart, that energy, that air, movement of the air. Somebody asked, could you tell me what is miracle? I told you, miracle, do you want to know miracle? Take a fish out from water and keep it on the ground. Within few minutes, that fish will die. Take a human being and put a human under the water. Within 5 minutes, that man will die. This is miracle. 5 minutes you will stay in the water, you will collapse. This is miracle. You don't need big books to read what is miracle. This is miracle. Within 5 minutes, you are dead. This prana, you know, the energy. Some people have too much energy, some people less energy, some people medium energy. You must know how to use this energy. This whole universe is nothing but the play of prana, energy. The American people, so much energy, too much energy sometimes. Sometimes they must slow down. It will make you extrovert. Same energy, if you put inside, in the spiritual realm, you will be a spiritual giant. It is, everything is in your hand. Manifestation of energy. You can make yourself a great saint, you can make yourself a great sinner. Everything is in your hand. Energy. Swamiji, oof. Swami Vivekananda, that so much energy. If you read his Raja Yoga, he explained about this energy. Read it. So these Vedanta teachers explained that there are 5 movements of prana. Energy is moving. You inhale oxygen. Nourishes the body. You exhale carbon dioxide, all the toxin, toxic things, you know, all the bad things, you know, it comes out from the system. Prana, apana. Dhyana. Your heart pumps blood all over your system. If blood does not come, your left arm paralyzed. When you get a stroke, what does it mean? That means that section, the energy is not moving. So, no blood circulation, no sensation, paralyzed. So it is the function of the dhyana, all the time pumping energy all over the human system. Udana, that energy remains in the throat from here upward. When we die, a prana, a udana acts as a rocket. It shoots your system to the next birth. Amazing. Samana, that energy digests your body. You know, when you are how the digestive system, circulatory system works in the body, we are completely unaware of it. Digestive system and circulatory system in the human body function unconsciously. Do you think how your food digests? You don't think. You just put the food inside the stomach, that's it. Let the digestive system take care of it. Same thing, circulatory system, blood pumping. That is the job of the heart. Each person does its own job, you see. This discussion has a great value. Do you know what is the great value? You know about yourself. This microcosm and the macrocosm are built in the same pattern. If you know yourself, you know all beings in this world. If you know one, you know all. Sri Ramakrishna gave an illustration. If you know how to keep an account of salt, you know how to keep an account of sugar. Because all, you know, accounting system is the same, debit and credit. One yields the benefit, one who receives the benefit. These are the two ways, you know, a bookkeeping account system functions, debit, credit. So you know one system, you know all systems. You know how to drive Toyota, you know how to drive Mercedes and, you know, Volkswagen and other cars, Ford, all cars, you know, more or less the same system. Others say that there are five more vital forces known as Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya. Of these, Naga is that which causes vomiting or irritation. Kurma opens the eyelids. Krikala creates hunger. Devadatta produces yawning. And Dhananjaya nourishes the body. Some say that on account of their being included in prana, the vital forces are really five in number. These five vital forces, namely prana, etc., are produced from the combination of the active particles of ether, etc. The five vital forces, such as prana, etc., together with the organs of action, constitute the vital sheath, pranamaya kosha. Its active nature shows that it is the product of the particles of rajas. Among these sheaths, the intelligent sheath, vijnanamaya kosha, which is endowed with the power of knowledge, is the agent. The mental sheath, which is endowed with willpower, is the instrument. And the vital sheath, which is endowed with activity, is the product. This division has been made according to their respective functions. These three sheaths together constitute the subtle body. You must have a clear concept about the subtle body. You remember I told you the subtle body has 17 limbs, 5 organs of knowledge, which I told you, 5 organs of action. That also I told you today. Bak, speech. Through speech we work. Pani, through hands we work. Pada, through feet we work, we move. Payu, upasto, the organ of evacuation and organ of procreation. These are the 5 organs of action people function. So these 5 organs of action plus the prana constitute the vital sheath, which covers the Atman. First I told you, ignorance is the first sheath. The second sheath is the vijnanamaya kosha, intellect with 5 organs of knowledge. Third, mind and the 5 organs of knowledge. Fourth, prana, the vital force, energy with 5 organs of action. I am just telling you how your Atman, pure consciousness, has been covered by these sheaths. And the last one is the annamaya kosha, this physical sheath that we shall discuss in our next class. Now, the subtle body. You see, Atman, this pure consciousness, manifests in human system through 3 ways. How does your consciousness manifest in your system? First, it manifests through knowledge that you monitor through your intellect. that I explained to you. External knowledge, internal knowledge, ego knowledge, and knowledge of the self. That comes through buddhi, intellect. Second, mind. What does the mind do? Will, ichcha shakti, willpower. Do you know how does the willpower come? If your mind is very concentrated, one-pointed, you have tremendous willpower. All the yogis get all kinds of knowledge through concentration. Tremendous focus. It can be destructive, it can be constructive. Hitler put his destructive willpower. The scientists put their same constructive willpower and invent new things and help humanity. The scientists, the sages, they also use the same willpower. The difference between man and man, man and woman, all difference between this, the difference of concentration, willpower. Sometimes, do you know what happens? I want something, it does not work. I am miserable. There is a higher will is there. For example, we have a water leak in front of our center. Last 3-4 weeks, we are trying to fix it. We brought a plumber. The plumber says, if the city permits me, I can fix it. They made a hole and said, the leak is patched, we can bring a parts and can connect it and it will be all right. City says, no, you cannot do it. You will be very happy if they do it. That way we will not have to spend so much money. But city said, you can't do it. This house was built in 1924. At that time, there was a lead pipe from the main to the house. City ordinance is, there is no more lead pipe. You will have to put copper pipe. So you will have to dig the whole place and put a new copper pipe. So our willpower did not work. Now the city's willpower will work, you see. We'll have to spend nearly $9,000 to bring from the main to the house. We'll have to spend $9,000 because it is city's will. We are helpless. We'll have to do it. There is no other way. You see, sometimes we'll have to surrender to the city. City wishes well because, you know, it says that copper poison and all these things, lead poison. Who knows? I said, last 70 years, if we do not die, another 70 years. What to do? There is sometimes, you know, I tell you frankly, I remember in the monastery, one monk sometimes used to very much upset. He came from Kerala. Very much upset. Look, what happened, brother? Oh, you know, the manager Swami does not, took my suggestion. So he gave one suggestion, manager said, no. You do this way. So he was very upset. Then I said, brother, it is your mission or Ramakrishna's mission? But it is Ramakrishna's mission. It is Ramakrishna order. So Ramakrishna people put that man as the head, you will have to obey. Sometimes, do you know what is the problem? Problem is, if you are behind, when you exert your will, you watch first that whether any selfishness there or unselfishness is there. If there is any selfishness behind your will, you will be miserable. If there is unselfishness is there, you will not be miserable. I tried best. That's it. That is the way we function in the Ramakrishna order. We surrender. The authority asked me to do it, I shall do it. And they know what is best. I think I know best. How do I know best? That person is much senior, much experienced. Sometimes I may know best, but I'll have to obey. That is the way we function. Obedience is very, very important. That way I make my mental peace. Otherwise, I'll be miserable. All the time I shall brood, I hate you. You did not take my suggestion. I hate you. I'll be angry. I'll be miserable. I make my life. I shall put myself into hell. My spiritual life is very vital, very important to me. I must protect it. Will. All this world, do you know why we have in family life, we do not get along together? Because it is a friction of egos. You think you obey me, I obey. I was reading today, is the miserable. I really, that man wrote an article about Afghanistan in Kabul. They are now beating the women on the street because that they did not cover their entire body, face and everything. Read today the New York Times. I was reading that article. It's a miserable. This mullahs. These women will have to cook for this mullah, produce children for this mullahs. And on the street, they're beating the women. Then one Muslim lady called me this morning that he wants to Hindu women to have a women's conference. So she was telling me, Uncle, you know, hey, Muslim women are also coming along. Look, in Bangladesh, the prime minister is a Muslim girl. In Pakistan, prime minister is a Muslim girl. In Turkey, the a girl is a prime minister in Turkey. So Muslims are now, you know, women regeneration, they're learned, qualified. Why not? Or Indira Gandhi, who was the prime minister of India. But anyhow, will. Our emotions, urges, and instincts are inseparably connected with our volition. We wish to express each one of our emotions. When the mind becomes active in its totality, we call it will. Without the will, we cannot translate our ideas or emotions into action or a dynamic state. Consequently, even though we may have lofty ideas and exalted emotions, they are not effective in our daily lives. Will is of vital importance to every individual. Sometimes we find that when there is conflict and confusion in the subconscious mind, the will is not completed. Because of the conflict, urges arise in one direction and then another, with the result that neither a single urge nor a set of urges has maximum satisfaction. Thus, will is incomplete and loses its power. Few of us realize that our failures in life are caused by an incomplete will. Generally, the popular expression is the man has no willpower. In this country, you call it milk toast. However, it is a mistake to think that we do not possess will. Rather, it has not been integrated or completed. The mind is split, and so we fail. We cannot achieve anything unless we have an integrated or unified will. Therefore, its cultivation is vitally important. I remember in my last class, I was talking to you. In the West, the psychiatrist, psychologist, psychoanalyst, they talk about mind. They study the part of the mind, not the whole mind. If you really want to study the whole mind, you must know the conscious, subconscious, unconscious, superconscious, volition, all these emotions, everything you must know about the mind. Try to understand. Conscious means now we are in conscious plane. You are listening, I am talking. This is the conscious plane. Subconscious plane, in dream state. Mind is subconscious. You know, we see some dreams. Unconscious, at that time all the shamaskaras are there. What is shamaskaras? Impressions. Your good impressions, bad impressions, whatever you did, whatever you think, everything leave an impression in that shamaskaras that remains there. And then Swami Vivekananda defined, what is character? Do you know what is character? Whatever you do, whatever you think, they leave some impressions of the mind. Sum total of those impressions form the habit. And the sum total of the repetition of habit is formed the character. You can make your character beautiful. You can make your character hopeless. Everything is in your hand. You will not have to blame any ghosts or Satan or devil, none. That Vedanta teaches. My car did not take any start. There must be some devil, Satan are working behind the car. Are there is no devil, no Satan. Go to a mechanic, you did not go to a good mechanic. He is depressed, you did not take care of your car right. For the reason you have this car problem. Why are you blaming the devil and Satan? They are innocent people. Blame yourself. And if the car mechanic does not do a good job, blame him. Do not blame. Take whole responsibility. That is, you see, Swamiji said that the older I grow, the more sin to me lies in manliness. This is my new gospel. Be manly. Be womanly. Learn how to take the responsibility. Do not blame others. Nowadays a new fashion has come. See, children, I am not doing good in school, but I shall blame my parents. Hurry. You study well, make good effort. Why will you blame? Your parents are giving you food, clothing, shelter, everything, sending you to school, and you are blaming your parents. And a new fashion has come. I am this thing because of my parents. They are all weak people, those who always blame others. Strong people never blame others. They take the whole responsibility on their own shoulders. That is the way I learned Vedanta, I tell you frankly. I read Vivekananda and I learned. This is the way. Be manly, be strong. Exert your willpower. Work hard. Result is bound to come to you if you do right. Side by side, today I was reading one Indian newspaper. The previous Prime Minister of India did a lot of corruption, now manipulated a lot of public money. Now he will be in the court, and he will be in miserable condition. Total power corrupts totally. Some people do not know how to handle the power. If you do not respect the power, the power will destroy you. That is happening. All the political leaders, these people, this and that, they rise and they fall. Why? They misuse the power. Public out of trust gave power to these people. And one communication minister, in his home they found 4 million rupees bills in a trunk. They're all thieves. And they're ministers. 4 million rupees cash, black money, bribed money. And now he's in jail. I am sick. He was hiding in England, went to India. Immediately from the airport, police arrested him. I am sick, so they took him to the hospital. He will be in jail. Anyhow, I am just telling you that, you know, how one can ruin one's life. Make people happy. All right, I talk too much. Please ask me questions.
Mm-hmm. How does karma, bad or good, interplay with the subtle body? Is there a connection only?
Oh, of course. The subtle body becomes refined through good karma. Subtle body becomes clouded through this bad karma. Hey, this karma is so wonderful, you know. Do you know how does it work? You touch the petal of the roses and you squeeze it. Beautiful fragrance to your hand. You go and the garbage place, you squeeze some garbage with your hand, bad odor. Whatever you put inside, give to your mind, your karma, your subtle body will take that kind of fragrance. Divine fragrance and fish, worldly fragrance. All these two things come through karma. Karma. Everything comes through karma. Action. Your thoughts is also action. Physical, mental, both.
Does it affect like the intellect or the will or both? Or?
No, 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 I already explained. From intellect comes knowledge, from mind comes willpower, and through prana comes action. Oh, I met today plumber came. Seeing him, I am very much impressed. That man has so much energy and he understands plumbing very well. He said, this is the way I shall do. And he convinced me. You know, it took several beats for this project. This man really, he knows what he is going to do and he has full conviction, and I know he is a real doer. Prana. With prana, you know, these are the three ways, as I told, the Atman manifests through three powers, through knowledge, through will, Ichha, and through action. That is the way it works.